over the next number of minutes. And just to clarify some of the outcomes which have already been determined, and that would be in the Junior B Football Championship semi-finals. They have already been determined based on their finishing positions in the league. So it's going to be Uris against Carndonagh and Leigh Breed against Convoy. That is in the Junior B Football Championship semi-finals. And we know the relegation finals, which will be taking place as well after the games which took place over the last couple of days. Clonakilty will take on St Nolan's in the senior relegation final, with Glenfinnan Rua safe after their respective victories today and yesterday. And in the intermediate relegation, it's going to be Burt against Letterkenny Gaels, with Fannett and Narossa winning their respective matches, and they are safe in intermediate for another season. So then, let's get the draws up and running. Once again, I'm joined by Frankie Doherty and David McClune of the CCC. And first up, we've got the Under-21 Hurling Championship. So if the guys want to get the balls ready, there's five teams involved here. Burt will be number one, Rua Ballyshannon two, Carndonagh three, St Union's four, and Setanta five. And Frankie already has the balls in the bag, and we'll ask David McClune, chair of the CCC, to dig deep. This will be a quarter-final pairing out first. So number two will be Rua Ballyshannon, who will have home advantage in the quarter-final, and they will be playing team number five, which is Setanta. So the winner of that quarter-final between Rua and Setanta will go through to the semi-final, and they will meet the next team out of the bag, which is team number four, and that is St Union's. So the second semi-final, just to firm it up, out first will be team number three, and that is Carndonagh. And just one team left in the bag, and it should be team number one, just to make it official. Yep, it's Burt. So that's the Under-21 Hurling Championship draw. Just to recap, the quarter-final will see Rua Ballyshannon taking on Setanta, with the winners of that game to go through to the semi-final and play St Union's. And the other semi-final will be made up of Carndonagh taking on Burt. So that is the Under-21 semi-final draw. Okay, let's now move into the football, and first up is going to be the Junior A semi-finals. Team number one is Carndonagh. Team two is St Mary's Convoy. Team three, Niamh Padraig Muff, and Niamh Alton, team number four. So once again, David, if you want to dig deep, the first team out in the semi-final, that is team number one, which is Carndonagh. And in the last four of the Junior A football semi-finals, they will play team number two, which is St Mary's Convoy. So just two other teams. We know who they are, just to make it official. Team number four is Niamh Alton, and they obviously will play Niamh Padraig Ishgahin from Muff, team number three. So the Junior A Football Championship semi-finals will see Carndonagh taking on St Mary's Convoy, and Niamh Alton will play Niamh Padraig Muff. As we now move on to the Intermediate B semi-finals, and once again all the balls back in the bag. Team number one is Termon, team two Burt, team three Buncrana, and team four is Malham. So David, away you go, dig deep once again. This is the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Intermediate B semi-final draw. Team number two is Burt, and team two will be playing team number four, which is Malham. So it's Burt against Malham, and just to make it official, it will be Termon against Buncrana, and the first out is Termon, and they will take on Buncrana. So the Intermediate B semi-final draw is going to be Burt against Malham, with Termon taking on Buncrana. We move swiftly along now to the Intermediate A semi-finals. The four sides in the last four after their victories over the weekend. Team number one, Termon. Team number two are Malham. Three will be Niamh Columba. And four will be Niamh Warra Lower Rosses, who had that big one against Milford yesterday. So, where you go again, David. So, team number one is Termon. And in the semi-final of the Intermediate Championship, they will be playing Niamh Warra Lower Rosses, team number four. An intriguing encounter there. So it's going to be Termin against Nebora in the first semi-final. And the second semi-final will be Mallon, beaten finalists last year, against Neve Columba, who have also been in the final in recent years but haven't got across the line. So just to recap, the Intermediate A semi-finals in the championship. Termin will play Neve Mora Lower Rosses, and Mallon go up against Neve Columba. So then, that's the semi-finals done for the Intermediate and Junior. We might just maybe recap. The Junior A semi-finals will be Carndonagh against St. Mary's Convoy, with Neve Ulton taking on Neve Padraic Muff. The Intermediate B semi-finals will have Burt against Mallon, and also Termin against Buncrana. While in the Intermediate A, as you just heard, Termin will play Neve Mora Lower Rosses, and Mallon will take on Neve Columba. So we're moving now into the sector of Senior Championship Football A and B, and this of course is a quarterfinals. We had prelims in the seniors taking place this weekend, with the last of those sides of course at seniors making it through earlier. But we're going to do the B first of all, and the quarterfinals, and we have eight teams in. Number one in the Senior B is Ardrath. Number two is Dunloe, three Gweedore, Glen Swilly four, Fourmasters five, St Union six, Neve Connell seven, and Sean McCool's are number eight. So let's go with the Senior B Championship draw. And once again, David McLoone will dig deep. First out. So number six is St Union's. St Union's will play in the Senior B Championship. In the quarterfinal will be number four, so Derby, Glen Swilly will be the opposition. On to the second quarterfinal in Senior B. And number three is Gweedore. And Gweedore will go up against team number eight, McCool's. Quarterfinal three in the Senior B Championship. Number two is Dunloe. And Dunloe will be playing team number seven, which is Neve Connell. So just to firm up the teams that are left, we have, of course, team number five, which is Fourmasters. And they will be playing, just to make it official, number one. And that is our draft. So, the pairings for the quarterfinals in the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Senior B Championship. We have St Union's against Glen Swilly, Gweedore play McCool's, Dunloe take on Neve Connell, and Fourmasters will be playing our draft. Now we move on to the big one. Eight teams, of course, in the quarterfinals of the Senior Championship, going direct in to the last eight from the group stage. The two teams that were unbeaten, Glen Swilly and St Michael's, they were joined by Neve Connell and Kilcar. And then we had the four prelim quarterfinal winners, St Union's, Dunloe, Fourmasters and Gweedore. They are numbered as follows. Dunloe will be number one, Kilcar two, Gweedore three, Glen Swilly four, Fourmasters 5, St Union's 6, Neve Connell 7, and St Michael's 8. And the format of the draw will be the same as the Senior B. The first two out will make up quarterfinal 1, and then that will follow suit through for the four fixtures. So once again, Frankie is shaking the bag, and away David goes. This is the Senior A Championship quarterfinal draw. So first out, team number 7. The defending champions, Neve Connell, would be seen as favourites by many despite a group stage defeat to St Union's. They disposed of Kilcar at the quarter-final stage last year. Who will the Glenty side be playing in 2024? So team number six, we've got a cracker. St Union's, it's the old rivals, who will be battling it out for the Dr. Maguire in recent years. They're set to meet again. St Union's, of course, despite big wins over Kilcar and Neve Connell, they're looking to for a 16th title, a 16th Dr. Maguire. They're going to have to take on the defending champions. We've got a big one already. So moving on quickly to the second quarter final, and the team out is one, which is Dunloe. Dunloe, of course, back in the quarterfinals for the first time since 2016. And they will be taking on team number four, which is Glen Swilly. Glen Swilly unbeaten this year, 4 from 4. They lost their quarterfinal to McCool's last year, and you have to go back to 2016 when they won the Dr. Maguire Cup last. Team number three, the team we watched here this afternoon, Gweedore, the winners in 2018. They lost two of their four group games to St. Michael's and Four Masters, but they're in the last eight. David, who will they be playing? Team number five is Four Masters. They meet again in the opening round. Four Masters took victory in Donegal Town. So that leaves two sides left in the quarterfinal, and we'll just make it official. Team number eight is St. Michael's, who are back in the last four, having missed out last year. How will they fare out with no Michael Langan in the knockout stage? And they, of course, will be playing Kilcare, who last featured in the final in 2020. They lost to St. Union's in the opener, but big scoring in matches seen them make the last eight, and now they will take on St. Michael's in the quarterfinals. So then, just to recap, the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Senior Championship quarterfinal draw is as follows. Quarterfinal number one is a huge tie. It's the battle of the former champions, the defending champions, Niamh Connell, up against St. Union's. Quarterfinal two, Dunloe against Glen Swilly. Gweedore and Four Masters will once again meet in this championship campaign, and the last quarterfinals is St. Michael's against Kilcare. By the way, the Donegal CCC will now meet tonight and tomorrow to firm up the fixture details for the games, which will take place next weekend. The junior and intermediate semi-finals, along with the senior quarterfinals across A and B, will all be taking place next weekend. So there you go. That's the draws done. Some very interesting ties indeed. I'll just bring in Brendan Kilcoyne quickly just for a brief words on the draw, and obviously what we had, the big one with Niamh Connell against St. Union's. Somebody said that to me last night, Brendan, that it's written in the stars for these two to meet in the last eight of the competition, and it's happened. We've got a cracker in the last four. First one out.
Yeah, first one out. Certainly an intriguing tie. These teams really know each other very well, Oisín. They've come, you know, they've met on so many occasions over the years, so they have. And, you know, as recently as a few weeks ago, we were down in Davy Brennan Park and we saw St. Union's coming away with a win on that occasion. But this is going to be a completely different game. You feel that Niamh Connell will be up in the gears over the next few weeks, so it's certainly going to be a huge game for both sides. Neither of them have really been firing on full cylinders up to this point, but they have to get up to pace now, so they do in the space of next week, so they do, because this is a huge game for both clubs. And you know, you look at the other draws too, Oisín, you know, the Glen Swilly will fancy themselves going in against Dunloe. Gweedore's performance today will certainly give them a lot of impetus going in against Four Masters, and then you have St. Michael's, as you said, without Michael Langan, going up against Kilcare. Kilcare will go in as favourite, you would imagine, into that game.
Okay, Brendan, thanks for that. So there you go, that's your draws as the knockout phases of the 2024 Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Championships continue. And once again, the CCC will be confirming all the fixtures tomorrow as the championship continues here in the county.